8, 6, 1, 0.
Welcome to the Radio Art Hour, a show where art is not just on the radio, but is the radio.
Oh, radio, radio. Uh-huh. Oh, radio, radio.
The Radio Art Hour draws from the Wavefarm Broadcast Radio Art Archive, an online resource that aims to identify, coalesce, and celebrate historical and contemporary international radio artworks made by artists around the world. Created specifically for terrestrial AM/FM broadcast. Whether it be by commercial, public, community, or independent transmission. Come on a journey with us as radio artists explore broadcast radio space through poetic resuscitations and playful celebrations, subversions of the complex relationship between senders and receivers in this hour of radio about radio. Go to wavefarm.org for more information about the Radio Art Hour and Wavefarm's Radio Art Archives.
699. I'm Tom Rowe in Accra, and today on the Radio Art Hour, we're going to hear from recent Wavefarm artists in residence, Kamari Carter and Julian Day, and their fictional radio show, Can and String. Their show features real audio from police body cameras, which can be harrowing at times. You are forewarned. Here is Can and String.
Our law enforcement officers hit the streets every day with one goal: to protect the communities they serve. They do their part, with the world capturing and watching their every move. In a world where everyone has a story to tell, who's telling yours?
And you have your license as well?
I don't understand. I'm doing Uber Eats. I'm doing a job. She has her license.
You were driving too.
Yeah, but I was driving too.
Yeah, but she was driving when we observed it.
But I drive too.
That has nothing to do with what
she was driving. So we need to see her license because she can't.
I'm about to show you my title to the bike, sir.
Right.
I'm just trying to.
I understand, man. But I don't
understand.
Have a license.
I'm doing
but
a job
I'm
right
a
now.
Driver, so since I'm with her, it doesn't that make sense?
Provision, here to tell the whole story for those who protect and serve.
This is KC.
And I'm JD.
And you're listening to Can and String.
It's great to be back. Great to see you, man.
Great to see you too, man. It's been a sec. We've got a lot in store for this upcoming show.
It's been a big week. We've got a lot to get through.
Absolutely. Tell the people what we're going to be listening to today.
Well, we're basically going to take a tour around the state. We've got four different locations that we're going to bring you new releases from.
Yeah.
Upstate, we've got Buffalo, Albany, Rochester.
Right, Rochester's, yeah.
And I'm looking forward to looping back down to New York City.
Right. Lots of good labels, lots of good music. But first, we're going to hear from our sponsor.
It all starts with this, and all this becomes evidence. Each piece of evidence begins with a single source. Shouldn't it end up in a single place? Axon Evidence, the Dems for the demands of modern policing.
That was our sponsor, Axon, the Dems.
Big player in the technology side of things. And we're going to hear from the sponsor throughout, including a few other voices in there as well.
Right, right. It's, you know, they've done some pretty instrumental stuff. They kind of brought forth the technology of Taser. I don't know if you remember that era.
It's a bit before my time, but it was pretty big.
Yeah, I mean,
that really changed the whole industry.
I remember going crate digging with my dad, and we had Taser at home. So every time that we'd go to the shop, we'd, you know, be looking for different records, and the quality changes drastically.
Very crisp sound. I mean, the sound quality control on those Tasers is pretty sharp.
It's quite sharp, absolutely, yeah.
But the next wave, which I think we'll touch on a bit later, the BWCs, the body-worn
cameras. The BWCs.
That's more a game changer. I mean, in this new century.
More modern, though.
Oh, for sure. Much we're talking more last decade or two.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. And so, still concurrent today.
Yeah, and a bit of, I mean, late adopters in New York State in particular.
Right.
Yeah, especially the last few years in NYC.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right. Speaking of, we're going to be listening to something out of Albany Records.
It's Hit the Capitol straight away.
Right, yeah. Let's get into this one. This one's a bit interesting. It's on the shorter side.
It is. Nice and short and sharp opening.
Right, and a bit of a kind of quirky vocal sample at the end that's got some repetition, light repetition. Choice is yours. Kind of can get stuck in your head if you let it.
Yeah, you can really start to tap your feet to this one. It's kind of quite hypnotic, really.
Definitely. Mm. But we'll stop spoiling them. Let's let them hear it.
All right, but you ain't gotta hold me, bro. I've been just cool with you all this time. I'm not gonna be no stupid.
Yeah, no, go ahead.
All right, now. What are we doing?
Placing you and Brian back.
Wait, what are we doing, brother?
I'm placing you in cuffs.
Why?
Because you have one.
How do I have a warrant? I don't have no warrant. I can't hope for prison.
Listen, I get that. Sometimes people don't clear up everything.
All right, because I'm already being cuffed. I'm not being unruly to anything.
That's our policy.
I'm not going in cuffs.
Why are you going to go to our police station now and not in cuffs? Why not going to the police station? What is the warrant for? This is not, this is nothing to do with her. This is not, I don't know that. That's why I'm asking. What is the warrant for? We're going to go clear it up. That's the warrant for. Just be blunt. Criminal obstruction for inmate assault. Bro, I just came from Schenectady County for that reason. She tried to chase me. Shot with three blunts ago. Here's how it works. I'm not going in no cuffs for that again. You're going to have to kill me. I'm not going. I'm dead. I'm good all the time.
Wow, that was, I mean, like I said, pretty compelling stuff and quite short.
Yeah, quite impactful, you could say.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, that was a, I can't, what exactly is this genre called?
You know, I was wondering this. Right. I mean, it's not quite footwork coming out of Chicago. It's not just classic breakbeat.
Right, it's not Jersey Club. It's not easy listening. It has elements of spoken word in it, but
I think they're calling it Broken Window?
Oh, yeah.
Or am I getting that mixed up with an older genre? Or is it like just a throwback to the 80s?
I kind of feel like the two are very closely related. I would actually, I do think you're right. I do think that it is Broken Window. But I feel like this is just a deviation of the earlier version of the genre that I want to say got popular after
That festival.
Blue Line Festival.
Yeah. It was like, were you there?
90s. It was 90s. I had a, maybe. I'm not gonna tell it myself, but right. It's possible.
we've all heard of it in the industry.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we got more music coming up. We're going to hear from our sponsors in a second, but just to remind you, this is Casey.
JD.
On WGXC, and you're listening to Can and String.
Can and String.
Bringing you the latest dispatch.
In the early 1990s, two of my high school football teammates were shot and killed in a road rage incident in Scottsdale, Arizona. And I just became passionately interested in the gun violence problem. I believe the way we really solve problems permanently and deeply is through technological change. In a society that has a lot of violent crime, has a lot of public safety challenges, what's happening with all of the anger and pain around police force incidents, I think there's clarity of need to drive that change, because gun control in the United States, the political movements have not made a significant impact, and I wanted to take a different approach. What if we could make the bullet obsolete?
The use of body-worn cameras in today's society continues to expand, acting as critical technology to promote safety and provide better transparency and accountability. With Panasonic iPro Sensing Solutions Arbitrator body-worn camera, you can deliver a powerful and reliable surveillance tool packed with key features that take evidence collection to the next level. The Arbitrator body-worn camera offers flexible resolution control for recording in 1080p, 720p, or 360p formats, as well as 16:9 and 4:3 aspect ratios. It features a single or two-piece design incorporating a rugged IP67 and MIL standard 810G rated architecture, providing officers with enhanced durability and reliability and a better way to capture unbiased, tamper-proof video in nearly any condition. Panasonic iPro engineered the improved Arbitrator body-worn camera to deliver the highest capacity power source and ensure the longest battery life possible through the new Mark III system. Along with re-engineered electronics, the camera provides 12 hours or more of battery life in standard configuration, which includes pre-event recording and Bluetooth triggering. The Arbitrator body-worn camera also includes built-in GPS and Wi-Fi, along with its Bluetooth support for extreme mobility and flexibility, as well as an adjustable LED brightness information panel to adapt to any lighting situation. The Arbitrator body-worn camera integrates with the 6 MonitorCast application flawlessly as an add-on to your full security solution. Immediate benefits include a reduction in incidents through live monitoring awareness, real-time evidence of every interaction, and the ability to record incidents that could be missed by a fixed video surveillance system. With the Panasonic iPro Arbitrator body-worn camera, you'll provide your customers with a rugged, compatible, and long-lasting surveillance solution that offers users an improved experience and acts as a compelling resource out in the field. For more information about Panasonic iPro Solutions, contact your Jenny representative today.
Those BWCs, man, I tell you.
Yeah, like I said before, they really changed the whole industry. I mean, you know,
everybody's got one now.
Yeah, pretty much every artist that we're listening to in this hour really uses that technology.
Yeah.
Sometimes there's been a little bit of slow uptake on the BWCs, people keeping it a bit old school.
Yeah, I mean, and we're going to hear from another sponsor later on in the show about what you do when you have so much stuff for your BWC, right?
That's right. I mean, you've got so much material.
Right,
what are you
exactly.
Gonna do? You're going to like some outtakes,
exactly
some
right.
white label stuff?
Yeah, we'll see. We'll hopefully, see. We might have some of that on the show, but we'll see. Perfect. So now we've got...
Well, we started off in Albany, right? So we're going to keep it a little further north, upstate.
Okay.
And I guess you'd call this a kind of spoken word piece, right?
Right.
I
mean, a bit of a slam poetry kind of piece. I mean, not that that's the entirety of the track, but this one feels like it's got some components of slam poetry in it.
Kind of opens really rhythmically. There's a lot of drama, and then it just kind of tails off and just takes you on this soliloquy. I'm gonna use that word.
Yeah.
Long word here.
Absolutely.
But this artist really knows their lines. I mean, they say it with such authority, such confidence.
Right.
They know what they're doing.
A bit of a monologue going on towards the end there.
For sure.
And this one's from Erie County Records, if I remember correctly.
That's right. I don't know too much about this label.
Yeah, but, I can't. I honestly can't say that I know too much either. But I do like this track.
We may start hearing more out of this region.
Probably. Let's get into it.
All right.
Get the out! Get the get out! Get out!
No way.
Dude, get out.
No.
Get out.
No.
Get out.
Nope.
Get the
f- 7415 Buffalo. Shots fired.
One fire, what's your location?
Get out of here. Get out of here. Washington.
Washington, you nowhere.
Washington and Eagle. Shots fired. Send an ambulance. Driver's been hit. I'm fine.
Headquarters 745, you copy?
Oh, you dumbass.
Down over there, if you want to grab it.
Yeah, I'll bring it over.
Yeah, and then we'll just block off the intersection. So we'll hit up that one and that one. Yeah.
37015, where are you?
I'm right behind you. What's up, Jones? I shot him. I got the camera rolling and stuff.
What did you think of that, Casey?
That one was interesting. Mm-hmm. The spoken word element was quite compelling. And I also was a bit perplexed about that note at the end. I got the camera rolling.
Yeah, it's kind of a bit POMO, I thought. Refer back to the recording process.
Very self-referential.
Very self-referential. Interestingly, I think this marks out the difference, too, between a release that's very studio-produced and one that's done live, like maybe almost in one take. He knew his lines. He knew his lyrics. But there was a real immediacy. You could almost hear the bounce back of the audio around the surrounding streets. And
tell me something. Are you familiar with this artist, Officer Anthony Nigro?
I don't know if I've come across his work before.
I've clearly only heard pre-recorded versions of their stuff, but I can't say that I would want to see him live. That's just me, though. That's just me.
I think what happens is, as is really typical with these kind of artists, they release a track and then they're placed on administrative leave, I think they call it.
Right. I don't remember seeing an official statement from Erie County, but I don't think he's still on the label.
They tend to just disappear for a little while, sometimes cropping back up, maybe in a different district.
Sometimes.
Mm. Well, you are listening to
Can and
String with KC and...
Who?
JD and...
KC.
That's great.
Bringing you the latest dispatch.
The latest dispatch.
Every day, more and more agencies are adopting body cameras. What does this development mean for prosecutors like you? Better video evidence than before, and more evidence to manage than ever. We think the evidence sharing process is broken when agencies have to burn evidence to disks and ship them off to you. Then you have to share the evidence within your office and prepare files for the defense, the public, and the press. This process could take a week or more. Well, what if we can make sharing files easier? Enter Evidence.com, a secure digital data management system used by prosecutors and law enforcement agencies across the country. It's easy to use. Once an agency creates a new file and shares a case with you, you'll be immediately notified. With just a few clicks, you can accept a case and share it with others. Now, a week-long process can take you just a few hours, if that. Concerned about security? We are too. That's why we employ industry-leading security practices that have earned us the trust of thousands of agencies on our platform. All your actions are recorded in an audit log to ensure chain of custody and authenticity. And don't worry. Your files are still admissible in court. Ready to live in a disk-free world? Evidence.com's free standard plan may just be the answer to your office's evidence sharing needs. Contact us to learn more.
You have lots of video evidence that is brought into the police department each and every day, as well as that now generated by our police officers. So through evidence.com, we now have the ability to upload all that information into a system that I don't have to manage. Across the country, the challenge with IT and technology exists in every agency. And how do we stay relevant? It's very difficult in government. Well, in this particular case, evidence.com takes all that security and stuff out of our hands. They're managing it for us. And so I have a great deal of confidence that I looked at the system, the security that comes along with it, but also the usability of it. Our officers can upload information. It's all documented. They can't alter or change videos, which is a huge thing as you look for documentation for court. But then we also have the ability to review and to access and to provide some oversight into what we're doing, making us that much more professional in the function that we do each and every day.
And really great news there if you're wanting to release your tracks instantly with the technology from Axon.
Axon, right?
What was it again?
I think it's Axon.
Axon.
Okay. Yep.
Sponsors That's for it. Can and String. I'm JD.
And I'm KC.
And we are bringing you the latest dispatch.
Yep.
What's this about a dance craze that we've been hearing about?
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. I feel like it's related to this genre because I've seen the hashtag all over the place. It's
what is it again? They call it the spin stop. And stop?
No, not quite. I have seen stop and frisk.
Stop and frisk. That's it. Yeah.
Right, yeah.
It's all over the reels, all over the web. And what happens? It's so kind of like it's just on the street and suddenly, instantly someone around
everyday
you,
people kind of, just... there's movement and or lack thereof sometimes. It's kind of crazy.
And that's where Axon comes in because it's all captured on the BWC.
Right, exactly right.
Thank goodness for the BWC.
Shout out to the
body
BWC.
Body-worn cameras.
Right.
Now, we're going to head straight into this track. We're talking about Family Dollar Studios.
Right.
So this is a real studio-based number and finally we're getting a bit of gender balance here.
Right, yeah. We've got a duet on our hands.
The whole genre can be a bit dude-heavy. But this time we've got a female, we've got a male artist, a nice duet throughout.
Yeah.
We do need to give a slight parental advisory warning here. Bit of a content note here.
Right.
But if you can handle that, then let's listen through.
Yeah, let's do that.
Can you Does anyone have a gun in here? Hey, come here. Let me see your hands. Get your hands out of the pocket. Get your hands out of your pocket. Get your hands, out of your pocket. Drop the gun!
Hands out now!
Drop the gun! Drop it!
I got it.
213, I know you're holding the air, but we got shots fired at 715 West Main. Mail's down. Still, how's it going?
Tell him to start EMS.
I'm good. You good? Are you good?
Yeah, I got the gun.
You got the gun?
Yeah.
Get out!
Yeah, we have a suspect description or anything.
213, suspect.
Can we get a car to keep these customers out of the store?
Okay, he's down. He's down. He's right here.
He's down. I got the gun.
All right.
We just got to get people out of here.
You have the gun secured?
Yep. I'm literally standing on it.
Do you have eyes on him?
Yes, I can see him right now. He's laying here. I can see both of his hands.
Okay.
Do you want to get a shield up here?
Sir, can you hear me?
How many guys did we're in here? Okay,
just this guy.
Just the one? Okay. Secure those. Secure them in the car.
Yeah, are we involved?
Sir, can you hear me?
There's only one suspect so far.
He's...
What?
Can you check if he's breathing? I got this gun.
Yeah.
213. We are involved. There's only one suspect.
Okay. Hey.
Yeah, I'm here.
As far as we know, there's only one. We need it. Yo.
We need the ambulance in here, but we probably got to clear it first.
Yo, do you want a shield? He had one gun on him. Well, the gun's secured. But I don't know if there's anything else on him. He fired one shot at me, too.
Yes, there's involved. We're all okay.
We're coming. 410. A couple cars.
He's not moving here, but I haven't checked if he's breathing or not.
You good, bro?
Yeah, well, I'm good. My hearing's a little.
Is there anybody in the back?
Messed up. As far as I know, no. He tried to make this door. He was the only one in the store I saw, right?
Just hold up, guys. What do you need?
We need a shield, right?
Hey, next car's in. Let's start blocking off me here.
Sit tight. 213. Can we get a shield up here?
Yep, I got you.
Yeah, just to see because he's not moving.
No, we're good. I'm good.
I have him covered. If anybody's covering from that end, I got him from here. We just gotta check if he's breathing.
He's fired a shot at us, so make sure she's good too.
Yeah, 410, we'll take the channel for now. Just get a couple more cars.
He's on the ground here. We're good. He's not moving. I just need somebody to check if he's breathing or have a pulse. Okay. But I think there's people covering him from there.
They're good. We're good.
We gotta just check if he's alive.
Yep. They got the gun. Go.
He's got a cast.
Cuff into the belt or something.
Casing's behind you.
Where's the gun?
Right here. It's unloaded right now. I can about to check and make sure. Should I clear the gun or leave it for tech? Okay. Alright. Oh, it's under my foot, so.
Just heads up, Evans. Guys, I know we gotta do life first,
yep.
But
no pulse?
No pulse. Just walk up. When do you guys just walk up?
Yeah, no pulse right now.
Don't hit that.
Yeah.
Yep. You keep cutting
off.
Can I have a sergeant meet me at West Main Willoughby, please? Matter of fact, that's where we'll make the command post.
Yeah, that's all I'm trying to say. Nobody's injured.
Were you guys here?
Yeah. So I didn't see it.
Just for how many times?
I think four, probably.
Okay. I don't even know the details.
Four or five.
Okay.
I don't know how many he was hit, but I think it was four or five rounds.
Two officers involved.
Gun right under my foot, so.
Gotcha.
Cool.
Just the heads up.
We're good. We don't need anyone else more over here. We're good over here.
You gotta come with us.
Alright, somebody gotta stay with this. Just with this gun. You don't have to stand on it, but just stay with it.
Wow.
Pretty dramatic.
Yeah.
Especially for a studio production.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. I think the reason we had to give that parental advisory is because the sample that's at the beginning, I don't believe it's been cleared yet.
That's it can happen all too often in this industry.
Yeah,
that
absolutely.
Track gets released a little bit prematurely.
Yeah.
And then later, some legal dial back.
Right, yeah. A few repercussions in that. But this one is from Rochester Records, so I don't think they've had problems with that in the past, but as you can tell, you know.
Let's keep an ear to the ground to Rochester in the future and just see what's coming out. And,
yeah.
Yeah, see if we can get some more updates on that label.
We will see. I guess we're going to hear from our sponsors one more time, but before we do, this is Can and String on WGXC. I'm Casey.
I'm JD.
And we're bringing you
the latest dispatch.
1967. An idea is born. Nuclear physicist, Air Force test pilot, and NASA scientist Jack Cover innovates a technology 25 years ahead of its time. An idea that would forever change how people handle dangerous situations. Jack's idea stemmed from hearing a story about a man who survived being immobilized for several hours by a fallen power line. He began working from his garage and eventually came up with a device that would fire darts to deliver an electrical charge. Jack completed the first prototype in 1970, which he named after his childhood hero, Tom Swift, Thomas A. Swift's electric rifle. By 1974, the Taser TF-1 was patented and production of the weapon began that same year. Shortly after production began, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives classified the TF-1 as a firearm due to the gunpowder used to launch the darts. leaving it in a classification that ruled out a civilian market and discouraged police and military sales, effectively eliminating production of the taser. Move forward to 1993. Two brothers, Tom and Rick Smith, set out on a journey to develop an alternate method of self-defense after their high school friends are gunned down in a road rage incident. Seeking guidance from Mr. Covert, the trio developed the Air Taser 34,000, a device classified as a non-firearm due to its air-fired projectiles. They established Air Taser Incorporated, and sales of the product began in late 1994, launched in partnership with the Sharper Image, one of the premier retailers of advanced consumer electronics. By 1998, Air Taser Incorporated changed its corporate name to Taser International Incorporated to reflect the company's international expansion as they introduced the more effective Advanced Taser M series a year later. By 2001, the company was growing rapidly and filed an IPO, trading on the NASDAQ stock market under TASR. In the first decade of the 21st century, Taser International developed more advanced electronic control devices, including the Taser X26, the Taser C2, the Taser X3, the Taser X-Rep projectile, and most recently, the Taser X2 devices that protect lives in the most dangerous circumstances. Taser then expanded its mission to protect truth and minimize controversy, becoming the market leader in on-officer video systems with the Taser Cam, the Taser Cam HD, and the Axon Point of View video camera. No other company in the world has it. The technology, background, the people to deliver world-class public safety products with industry-leading support and service. Over the years, Taser International has dramatically changed the public safety sector. But the one element that has shaped us more than anything else has been listening to you, our customers, and achieving higher standards because of your feedback. Taser International is in the business of protecting life and protecting truth.
The Axon Flex would definitely make a difference for the point of view for the officer out on the street. We were using it specifically for training just because we definitely can, we put anywhere from 150 to 200 recruits through a year. If the recruit would go into a scenario that we'd set up for him into our scenario room, we'd actually have the recruit wearing the Axon Flex, state their name so we had a training record that we could put in a file, and that way we could each and every time that he wore that Axon Flex, we'd have a video file of what he's done for his training record, which was absolutely wonderful in the long run. You could use this to enhance your recruit training, to enhance your recruits in their defensive tactics, even in report writing. Something that you've never had the advantage to do for, you're now able to do. You're just limited by your imagination on how you're going to use the system.
And a good thing about this new technology, and again I'll mention our sponsor Axon, is you really can let your imagination run wild.
You sure can. You're KC. Listening to Can and String
with JD and
KC,
and the latest dispatch from around the state. And we really have gone around the state in this hour.
Absolutely.
We've hit the upstate of New York, and we're kind of concluding in the heartland where it all happens.
NYC Records.
NYC Records.
Very controversial label, I would say.
A lot of action coming out of this part of the state. I think it really is kind of like where most of the releases are tending to happen.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
We've kind of left the longest till last. This one really builds up over almost a quarter hour.
Right. We've got like a barbershop quartet situation going on with quite a bit of call and response.
Quite a bit of call, maybe less response.
Maybe less response, actually. That's a good way to put it.
I think the energy really builds up, so hold with it and see where it ends right at the very beginning.
All right, Can and String, NYC Records, let's do it.
Put that knife down.
Let me see your right hand.
What's in your other hand? Let me see your hand. Let me see your hand.
Put your hands up.
Put your hand up, dude, and drop that knife.
Put your hand up, dude. Put your hands up.
I know we attacked you. Put your hand up. Put your hand up. Drop that knife. I don't want to shoot you. Put your hand up and drop that knife. You hear what I'm saying to you? What's your name, man?
Put it down.
What's your name? Put that knife down. Huh? What's in your other hand? What's your other hand, dude? Could do that. I just want to make sure it's not a gun in his hand.
Put it down.
What's in your hand, dude? My man, put that down. This is not going to end well for you if you don't put that down. Put that knife on the floor. Put that knife on the floor and come towards me. Put that knife on the floor, dude. You hear me? Put the knife down. Put that knife down. Dude, put that knife down.
Put the knife down, dude.
Yeah, it's not worth it. Put the knife down and walk out here.
What's in your other hand?
Put the knife down. Put something in there. You got something
in there. Guys, back up. Back up.
Put it down.
Put that knife down. You hear me? Put that knife on the floor. Drop it.
Yo, Peter, tell this guy to put the knife down. The police here right now. Tell him right now. Talk to him on the phone. I got you on speaker. They gonna take him out.
Put it down.
Put that knife down, dude.
They got you on speaker. The police gonna shoot him. He got a knife in his hand. Talk to him right now. Let him hear your voice. Tell him to let him hear your voice. Because he's not listening.
Speak, Ricardo, speak.
Talk to your dude. Put your knife down.
Tell him put the knife down. Tell him again, man. They're not f***ing playing. Yo, tell him put the f***ing knife down.
Who has a taser now?
Tell him put the f***ing knife down because he's not listening.
Put it down.
Put the f***ing knife down.
Yeah, put the knife down.
Dude, what's in your other hand? Let me see your other hand. Let me see your other hand.
Put the f***ing knife down.
Let me see your other hand, dude.
Put your hand up.
Put your f***ing hands up.
Put your hand up.
Put your hands up. Tell him put his hands up.
Put your hands up.
Tell him put the f***ing hands up.
Pick that phone up and talk to your friend. You hear me? Dude, what's in your other hand? Let me see it.
Tell him put his hands up. He's not f***ing listening.
Put it down.
I'm calling the boss over. Is that the sergeant on the air?
Tell him put the f***ing hands up.
Is that the sergeant on the air?
On the air.
This is 47 Charlie at 3700 Pratt. You want to swing by here, please, 90? 3700 Pratt Avenue.
Yeah, put it down.
Tell him put his f***ing hands up and drop the f***ing knife. Tell him put his hands up.
Put it down.
Tell him put his hands up. Put the knife down.
Put it down.
Yo.
Hey, put the sergeant on. Dude, fly over here. We got a guy with a knife in his hand. He doesn't want to put it down. And we need him tased. All right, tell him, forget about it. Just come over here now.
What's in that other hand? What's in your other hand?
We're on the top floor, right?
What's in your other hand?
Dude, what's in your other hand? You understand, you are seconds away from getting shot if you don't tell us what's in
the other
hand. Let me see where that other hand is. You hear me? Do you hear what I'm saying to you? Do you hear what I'm saying to you, Ricardo?
Put it down.
Tell him to put his hand up.
Let me see your other hand. Do you want to die?
Put it down.
I don't want to shoot you, man, but I will if you come back with that knife. You hear me?
Put it down.
Central.
Put it down.
Put your hands up, dude.
7 Charlie Central. We only need one unit with a taser. We just need one unit with a taser. We don't need a whole bunch of guys coming over here.
Put your hands up.
What's in your other hand?
Dude, put your hands up, dude.
This isn't gonna end well. Put it down.
A joke, dude. Put your fucking hands up. Put your fucking hands up, brother. It's not a joke. Put your fucking hands up. All right.
Is this an EDP for Pratt? 7 Charlie, affirmative. It's an EDP.
Put your hands up.
I'll advise Central. Just have a unit with a taser come over here, please.
Dude, put your hands up.
What's that doing? Charlie.
Yeah, put it down and come out here.
Dude, put your hands up, dude.
Let me see your other hand. Let me see your right hand. What's in your right hand? Ricardo, what's in your right hand?
Well, dude, I'm begging you, put your hands up, dude. Dude, I'm pleading for you now, dude. Put your hands up, dude. Dude, put your hands up, dude.
Ricardo, we're giving you every chance.
Yo, dude, put your f***ing hands up, dude.
We're just giving
you're
you every chance.
You're not listening, dude. Dude, I'm pleading for you. Put your hands up, dude. Dude, put your hands up. Make life easy, brother. Put your hands up. Brother, put your hands up, brother. Show them your hands and put whatever you have on the bed or whatever, dude. Put your hands up, dude. Dude, I'm telling you, dude, put your hands up. Dude, put your hands up, dude.
Ricardo.
Dude.
I see that knife in your hand.
Put the knife down.
Let that knife go.
Put the knife down, dude.
Are you seeing me right now?
Officer talking to you nice, dude.
Are you seeing me right
have
now, Ricardo?
Have some respect for them. Put the knife down.
Do you see me? Speak to me. Are you seeing me right now? I see you nodding your head. If you see me, you're hearing me, put that knife on the floor so I don't have to hurt you. Put that knife
put
on the floor.
Put it down.
Dude, put the knife down, dude.
Put that knife on the floor and let me see your other hand.
Dude, put the knife down. I'm begging you, dude.
Carl, nobody wants to see you get hurt, dude, but you're going to put that knife down. You're going to get hurt. You hear me?
Think about your mother.
Dude, think about your family, dude. Just put the knife down, dude. Everybody want to go home. They got to go home, too, brother.
Let me see your other hand.
Put the knife down, dude. I'm begging you.
Carl, what's in the other hand? I can't see behind that bag. Move that bag.
Dude, I'm begging you.
Move the bag.
Move the bag, dude.
Move the bag.
I'm begging you, dude.
I'm not going past this doorway until I see what's in your hands.
Dude, I'm begging you, dude. Put the knife down, dude. Dude, I'm begging you, dude. Just do this for your mother, dude. Do this for your mother, dude. I'm begging you, dude. It can be easy, dude. Come on, dude. Just do it right thing, dude. Put your hands up, dude. Dude, just put your hands up.
Ricardo,
dude,
what's in your hand?
Dude, I'm begging you, dude. Put your hands up, dude. I'm begging you.
What's in your hand, Ricardo?
Put your hands up. Show them your hand, brother.
Let me see your hand.
Brother, show them your hand, brother. I'm begging you, dude. Put your hands up, dude. Please, dude. Do this for your mother, dude. Just put your hands up, dude. Let it go right, dude. Put your hands up. Dude, put your hands up. I'm begging you, dude. Dude, put your hands up.
Ricardo, put that knife
on the floor. Put your hands up. Put the knife down, dude. Put the knife down, dude. Dude, put the knife down, dude. I'm begging you, dude. Just do this, dude. Put the knife down, brother. Put the knife down, brother. I'm begging you.
Ricardo, drop that knife.
I am begging you, brother. Just put the knife down, brother. Brother, put the knife down. I'm begging you, brother. Just put the knife down. Put the knife down. Just put the knife down, brother. Brother, put the knife down. Put your hands up, dude. Dude, I'm begging you, dude. Put the knife down, dude. Dude, put the knife down, dude. I'm begging you, brother. I'm begging you. Please put the knife down. Please put the knife down, brother. Please put it down. Put your hands
Ricardo,
up.
Ricardo, what's in your other hand?
Dude, put your hands up. You're running out of time, dude.
What's in your other hand?
Put your hands up, dude. Dude, you're running out of time. Put your hands up, dude. Dude, I'm begging you. Dude, just put your hands up, dude. I'm begging you, dude. Put your hands up, dude. Dude, put your hands up, dude. I'm begging you, brother. Put your hands up, brother. Brother, put your hands up. I am begging you. Just put your hands up. Have some little respect for them. Put your hands up, brother. I'm begging you, brother.
Ricardo, you hear this guy yelling
brother,
to you?
Brother, I'm begging you, brother. Put your hands up, brother. I am begging you. Put your hands up, brother. Do this for your mother, brother. There's someone you gotta love, brother. Please, brother. You can get some help, brother. Put your hands up, brother.
You gotta put that knife down.
Put the knife down, brother. They can help you, brother.
Let me see your other hand.
Put your hands
other
up,
hand.
Brother. I'm telling you, brother.
Let me see your other hand, dude.
Put your hands up, brother. Please put your hands up. Please put your hands up. I'm begging you, brother. Please put your hands up. Please put your hands up. Please, brother, put your hands up.
Are they outside?
Please.
Is the other cops outside?
Yeah, they come.
Tell them to come up.
Please.
Let me see their hand.
Ricardo.
The other hand.
Talk to me. What's up? What do you got? What's your
hand? What's another hand?
What's your other hand?
Do you have a taser? What do you got? He's got a knife and a gun. There's a gun in his.
Drop a gun, dude.
Drop it.
That gun. Drop that gun. You got a gun?
That's a silver gun. In his right hand. I don't know if it's torn or not.
Ricardo, is that a real gun you got there? Ricardo, I don't want to shoot you if you got a fake gun in your hand. You hear me? But I will shoot you if that's a real gun. Drop that gun to the floor and drop that knife to the floor. You hear me? Ricardo, I'm not telling you again. Drop that gun and drop that knife. Drop that gun and drop that knife, Ricardo.
You want to take him down now?
Yeah.
Yeah? All right.
You're back. You all right?
Yeah, I'm good.
Just fine.
And that's our show.
That's Cannon String for another week. Just keeping it right, very much up to the last minute there, keeping us waiting. New York City is our final stop in this hour. Casey, yeah. It's been great joining you once again.
It's been wonderful, JD.
Next week, we'll throw it open, see what comes in. There's no shortage of material being released
absolutely
all the time
not
in this genre.
Yep.
So, till then.
Till then.
Take it easy.
You too.
We're really excited about our Generation 2 body-worn camera. It's really, it's a fundamental change in the way body-worn ought to be done. Our primary driver for how we designed our Generation 2 body-worn camera is officer safety. What utility wanted to deliver was an automatic solution for video recording so that the officer could really focus on the job and not be distracted by having to remember to manually turn on a body-worn video camera.
This device will automatically trigger, will automatically record, will automatically send that information to the cloud and do it in a secure way, a way that the evidence cannot be tampered with, and the understanding that this is evidence and it needs to follow the same chain of custody and the same rules that apply to evidence gathering from the vehicle.
Another capability of our Gen 2 body-worn cameras has a built-in accelerometer. So if an officer starts running, if the video camera recorder is not turned on, it will automatically turn on so that you're always capturing video for relevant situations.
So when we started developing the Gen 2 body-worn product, the most important thing for us was video and audio quality.
We have the ability to collect data in HD, but all the way up to 4K HD, which is about 30 times more resolution than the typical provided device in Generation 1.
The next thing we wanted to accomplish was connectivity. We wanted to have something that's always connected.
Generation 2 body-worn cameras have the ability to stream video, so you can have a live view of evidence as it's being recorded.
That's critical for providing real-time situational awareness to supervisors, to central dispatch, to 911 operators.
When you're dealing with evidence, it's important that never tampered with by anyone. We designed the product so that we have the ability to offload video as quickly as possible to protect the officer, as well as to protect the integrity of the video and media that we're recording.
We record video in a secure file format that's not easily uploaded to YouTube or to social media sites. It's secure, it has a very powerful and very strong chain of custody, so the evidence is always usable in a future court case. Another factor that we thought about was that it needs to be visible to the citizen. They know the video is being captured reliably, clearly, and immediately being streamed back to central dispatch. It's more likely to de-escalate situations because we believe the best incident is one that never happens.
We are very excited that this product is coming to market because we believe it solves many existing issues that are not addressed in this market right now.
The technology is practical, it's cost effective, it's where the world's going.
It actually solves problems instead of creating more work.
It takes it to the next level.
It really is a game changer for public safety across the United States.
Life in law enforcement is unpredictable, to say the least, and situations can change dramatically from one moment to the next. You need an accurate depiction of what's happening at the scene, or everybody's going to interpret it a different way every time. In this day and age, it's just not a risk you can afford to take.
We want law enforcement to focus on their job, not whether critical evidence is being captured or not.
In the end, all that matters is the truth. Unbiased, objective, fair.
We're trusted by some of the largest law enforcement agencies in the country for good reason.
We make it nearly effortless to capture, preserve, and share audio and video out in the field. Each one of our products work together to offer a network of safety, efficiency, and trust. The Safely body camera offers full shift battery life, pre-event capturing and weatherproofing so you don't miss a moment in any condition.
Our system has a variety of triggers that ensures that the camera system is recording when you need it.
If an officer were to trigger the light bar or siren, it can automatically trigger their body worn camera. Video association of both the body camera and car system happens automatically.
Our automatic license plate recognition gives you an extra set of eyes with instant alerts. This powerful tool processes thousands of license plates, cross-referencing warrants, crimes, and suspects without any effort on the officer's part.
Our system can identify patterns as BOLOs, Amber Alerts roll in, and share that information with relevant agencies.
When the officer arrives back at the station, the system automatically starts uploading to their wireless network. And every interaction that was captured out in the field gets uploaded to our evidence management software.
This tool allows law enforcement to manage and share digital evidence in a comprehensive, streamlined software.
You can be confident that your evidence will be captured, logged properly, and well managed.
To give officers more flexibility in accessing data in the field, we created a Focus mobile app, allowing them to do playback, event data entry while they're in the field.
Law enforcement must be trusted in the community, and our products ensure that by capturing the truth and securing the evidence. It's safely, there is nothing more important to us.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.